Oh my god, that smells.
So we are here at Get Parts. Matt was in Belgium. I'll take one of those. And then I called Matt. I was dropping my kids off at art class.
Oh.
And I go, Matt, are we doing this tomorrow? He goes, no, I thought we're doing it today. And I was in my pajamas and a sleep shirt. I looked like a bum.
Yeah. So you threw a hat on and you came here.
that's about right. And then I walk in. And on tap, Matt has Utica Club.
Not my fault.
Utica Club.
You're here.
Brings me back to Western, for the Spanish King. Brings me back to Western New York. This was like a go-to, like, keg when we were throwing the fraternity parties and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a New York, upstate New York staple.
And it's like a grandpa beer.
It sure is.
It's awesome.
I get it. That's it. Nailed it.
Beautiful golden amber hue.
5%, you know, domestic lager, so it's nothing special, but it is a drinker.
I don't need the big beers. I don't need the big ABV. You know, you got a couple on the board. I think you got like a 9.
You got Sweet Baby Jesus.
We do have Sweet Baby Jesus. We are starting slow with some Utica Club, and then we're going to move on to some Sweet Baby Jesus.
And I brought a special beer back from Belgium.
Oh, yeah. So
I don't know about this beer. I bought it by the label only. So we're going to check. We're going to taste test it live.
Is it one of the weirdest beers you ever found?
It's one of the weirdest looking beers you've seen.
Yeah. I can't wait to check it out. How was Belgium, man?
It was it was quite nice, and it was short and sweet.
Yeah.
But I saw a bunch of old friends and ran around a few beautiful old cities.
Did you see your mom that you banged?
No. she likes the younger boys. So.
She's a hostile mom.
Wait, she's moved on to younger ones.
Yeah. I've aged out for her.
My friend Matt, he was one of those weirdo exchange students. Did you have exchange students in your high school?
I did. We had a couple. We did international weekend.
Any of them banged your mom?
No.
See, Matt banged his host mom in Belgium. What did Matt bring back from wherever he went? Wherever he went to Belgium, Jennifer, first. He brought back a weird beer. What else did you bring back?
All right, for today, though, for this show, I have some cheese. I have some butter. I have some weird pâté.
Weird pâté?
Yes, sir. Oh, and I have some chocolate that melted in the car. It's still good.
I went for a very long bike ride this morning.
Oh, so you can go to town.
I could have brought some homemade pâté for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, bike pâté?
I could have done a little scraping for you, and as long as you got fresh bread.
You're getting ready for pâté. You're trying to fabricate.
I was making my own pâté, yes. In my bike shorts. I don't wear bike shorts. I'm just kidding. I don't wear bike shorts. Do you wear bike shorts?
He's got a nice bike top on and nothing on the bottom.
No, I don't do bike shorts. I don't do the bike top.
He's got a banana seat and butt cheeks.
I don't
see going by.
You a helmet or you live free or die?
Dude, I'm a kid from the we don't do helmets.
That's right.
You don't do helmets, right? My kids are like, Dad, where's the helmet? I'm like, I grew up with no helmets. For me, throwing on a helmet.
My bicycle helmet is a surplus World War I
jersey. Wait, what is it?
You know, for the one time I rode a motorcycle in my life.
It's also part of your mess kit.
Yeah,
if you cook an old stew in it.
Yeah, and I can bayonet somebody with it if I need to.
Yeah. All right. And that's what you wear when you're riding around?
No, I wear a ball cap.
Yeah, so you don't do helmet.
Do you wear it backwards so it doesn't blow off?
No. You know what? You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. You know why I don't wear my ball cap backwards?
Why?
Because I'm not a catcher. And I'm not. I will only wear it backwards if I'm behind the plate or I am underneath the car, working on something underneath.
So never.
All right.
Those are the only two times. I'm saying.
Oh, you've done them. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We all done the backwards.
What were you doing under the car? What were you working on? I'm curious.
I used to install hitches and lights. For
tech guys.
I never worked on a car in my life. Why are you laughing
change
at that?
Change your oil.
I try to change
your own oil. You got to be underneath.
I mean, you can't do much to your Prius. It's like,
I don't own a Prius. I got a man's car.
Prius XL.
Sorry, your Tesla truck.
I saw the weird Tesla. The
Cybertruck with the Salt Life on the back.
I saw the first Cybertruck driving around town. That thing is weird looking.
It is. It is. I put a deposit down on one.
Wait, you're gonna
get it? No, it was a $100 deposit before they launched it.
Oh.
If you put the $100 down, you're up and you're eligible to buy for the release. And then
do you lose your $100?
No, I'm getting it back because I'm not actually gonna get one. They all come with a Salt Life, so I'm done.
It looked really weird, man. I don't know. What's the deal with the Cybertruck? Do you know?
I think it's tough as fuck. I think it drives well and it goes everywhere. I think it's pretty cool, but it looks so good.
Does it go in the water?
Underwater.
It goes underwater. Have you ever been in a boat car?
In a boat car?
Yeah.
Sure. No.
You've been in a boat car?
Well, the duck boats, the
amphibians. That doesn't count.
You know what? I've been in a VW bug. Those are airtight.
All right.
Airtight.
Being from Boston, there's a little island off of Cape Cod, off of Falmouth. Do you know the island? So I didn't know the guy at the time, but my friend who owned the Boston Comedy Connection, his friend rented out the island for like something like, you can't buy the actual island, but you could rent it for like, you can lease it for like 100 years. So it does stay in your family for a while. So I was in Falmouth, Cape Cod, with my buddy, and he goes, you want to see something cool? I'm like, yeah. So he drove all the way to this beach in Falmouth.
Oh.
Do you know the island?
Well, I know where you're going with it. Yeah.
It was a guy that was associated with the Big Dig. This guy was like a real
Dig. D-I-G.
Yeah, he was a real big deal in the Boston area. So we go to Falmouth. We're on the beach. We park. And I'm like, well, where's this guy? Where are we going? He goes, you see that island? We're going to that island. I'm like, well, how the hell are we going to get there?
We got a helicopter car.
All of a sudden, it was a little hill with a little road. He goes, oh, he's coming now. So I see this fucking I don't know. It almost looked like a
dune buggy kind of.
It's sort of, yeah, with the top down and everything. I'm trying to think of the model of the car. And it goes down the hill, and it pops right in the water. It comes across and goes driving right up on the beach. We jump in, and we go to the island for the night. It was absolutely amazing. And the water was literally up to here as you're driving.
And then when he got out in the middle of the water, did he ask you to do funny things?
No, he did not.
Lock the doors. Now that we're alone.
And then we were drinking wine, and the guy goes, you guys drink wine? I'm like, I was in my Cabernet phase. I'm like, yeah, I'd take a Cabernet, whatever. The guy goes, I'll be right back. And he brings out a bottle, puts it on the table. And then he goes, let me get some glasses. And the guy I was with, he goes, holy shit, it was Lafitte, something.
Oh, that's the Scotch.
And it was from the 60s. The label was literally rotting off this thing. And he goes, that bottle of wine right there is about $2,500. We had a couple of them. And the guy doesn't.
How old was it?
Something like, I want to say the label was from like the 60s, maybe early 70s. It was a very old bottle of wine. And we had two of them. And the guy who hosted us, he's just a rich guy. He's just slamming it like it's Utica Club. You don't give a fuck. And me and this guy.
Some grenadine in there.
Yeah. And me and this guy were like sipping this, like, we're never going to have this type of wine again anytime soon. So, but I was in a boat car. Hell yeah. You took your daughter to Belgium too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I figured my wife needed a break, you know, especially if I was taking off. She's got her pregnant belly and the dang old dog. I figured I'd take the daughter with me.
Right.
Give my wife a break. And Millie traveled well. She liked to eat. You know, she had a lot of pate. She actually had some horse steak.
You guys ate horse?
Horse Chateaubriand. We went out like, I don't know. We were wined and dined pretty well.
Wait, explain the horse though. Is it
horse steaks?
They're good?
Yeah, they're raised for steak, raised for butcher. Oh my God, it was incredible. Really good stuff.
Was it as good as a decent porterhouse?
I would say.
It's comparable to a good porterhouse?
I would say.
A horse steak?
Yeah, and it was dry aged. It was incredible.
You ever have horse?
No, actually, I don't think I have.
I've never had a horse.
It's the only other time I had it, I didn't like it. It was too tough.
Too much. Too muscly?
It was like horse carpaccio. Yeah, it was muscly. It gets stuck right here in your teeth. You hear that horse in your teeth?
You know,
first world problems, I guess.
You don't want a lot of muscle when you're eating.
Well, man, it's like every meal was liver of some beast.
And, oh, I don't like liver.
So I'm happy to be back in the
and how do they
salad steaks and
how do they prepare the horse?
So medium rare, Chateaubriand, you know, just big fat steak.
This is where we need Carl. Why don't we eat horse in America?
I think people love them too much.
Yeah.
It's an emotional attachment.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know?
Do they bring the horse head out, you know, and just put it on
this
the table?
This was the horse you're eating. Look how beautiful.
You know, when you're eating a stupid fish and they have to bring the fucking fish head out?
Fish head soup, though. That's pretty good.
I was at a Greek joint once, and like, you want to try the cheek?
Yeah.
And then
fish
cheek? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Fish cheek.
And then the guy takes a special instrument, and he's got the fish head in his hand, and he's scraping some of the cheek out.
Yeah.
And it might have filled up maybe a teaspoon. I'm like, what's
the point?
What are you doing? Give me a Greek salad. Another drink. Like
to, we don't want to know where. We don't want to see the before.
No, we don't want to see the. In America, we don't want to see the head of the stuff we're eating.
We don't like to know how the sausage gets made.
No, of course not. Oh, God, no.
Some American eaters can't even sit in a restaurant anywhere near the kitchen because if they hear kitchen noises or seafood being prepared,
right?
They have a bad association with it.
Oh, fuck those people and the horse they rode in.
Exactly.
And the horse I'm serving you.
That's your politics. Let's see how Robert gets out of this spot.
I'll say he's going to jump out the window.
It's my favorite thing when I'm editing these things. I'm like, where did he go?
Watch the color remove from his face.
And then Matt goes, I think we mentioned, Robert Kennedy.
Robert
or something.
Kennedy.
Oh, okay. And then we started talking about yams or something. And all of a sudden he's back talking about yams. I'm like,
well, you know, the yam was first pulled out of the ground.
It's a little known fact that.
I want to talk politics just to see how you get out of your spot because we're tucked in. Gorgeous day.
Start talking politics before we open the beer so we can.
No, I don't want to talk. Do you like talking politics?
I don't. Come
on.
I hate it. I don't care. Do you care who the next president is?
In a way.
Are we allowed to say that at least?
It's an open conversation. It's a,
But
my energy's drained now thinking about it. 2 seconds.
Exactly.
So shit.
Oh my God, that's the solution.
What?
That's the
no president?
No. You.
Me? What?
Run for president.
That you get an audience.
What are you talking about? In politics?
Half the people hate you already. It's perfect.
Hey. No one needs to know that, Matt. Doug, one of our own, had to put our dog down today. Very bad day. Man, Doug, I'm really, really sorry. What do you say to that?
Shit. Let's talk politics.
We never had to put a dog down.
No?
Oh, no.
You just left them?
Oh, no.
They ran away.
They got hit by a lot of cars. We lived on a busy road.
But the same dog. You didn't pull him out of the road after he got hit the first dog?
Oh, no, we pulled dogs out of the road. We had at least 3 dogs die getting hit by cars and one cat. And
get a fence, man.
And then my dad, that's where he, you know, lost his life. So, it was a road of horrors.
Sounds like it.
And then we decided not to have a fence, which was stupid.
Yeah.
So we put Fresca down though, because he went in for some very basic surgery. He had that dumb little lump on his back. And then the vet calls and we're like, oh, it's time to pick up Fresca. We're all little kids.
And there's a little box of ashes.
Well, and they're like, guess what? Fresca didn't make
it. That's a little scary because Justy's going in for surgery this week.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a knee.
It's her knee, you know. You can't die from a knee, right?
No.
Your dog will be fine. Is it going to be like a plastic knee?
No, metal.
A metal knee?
It's metal.
Will it be like normal?
She'll be like normal in just 8 short weeks.
She'll just literally have a normal.
Just a new knee, yeah.
Cheers. Cheers to the stupid people. Cheers.
Stupid.
Stupid. Utica Club, my God. I went to Utica once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was all right.
They got a mafia problem.
Yeah, they do.
It's just two things you don't associate together, upstate New York and the mafia.
Why do they pick Utica?
Because it's shitty.
Nobody else would, right?
Yeah, probably it's like if you're trying to find a mafia guy, you're not gonna look at Utica. Because you're like, why would anyone live here?
What's that?
Why would you park so close to the damn bike and then go his trunk?
People have to bump your Harley all the time, no?
I don't see him do it, Lucky.
This guy is about to like knock your bike over, and then what do we do?
Then we just have to stand on the thing. It'll help.
Yeah. All right, so what did you bring there, Matt?
Well, I got a barf bag from Iceland Air. You can open that one.
Wait, what does it say on it? You're hopefully not feeling...
Oh, damn, you got...
That's the butter.
Wait, you brought butter home from Belgium?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that smells really good.
And I got this.
What is that?
That's wild boar pate.
Wild boar pate.
Can you
pate.
See it?
That's a little weird. Yeah. Let's get weird, man.
And a cheese?
That's a cheese that's made at my friend's kid's school.
So school
oh, my
cheese.
God. That smells.
Cheese.
That smells like.
And here's a chocolate I left in the car.
What kind of chocolate
oh,
is that?
Oh,
that is.
Oh, that is cheesy.
Ugh, that is
we're
rank.
Gonna get into it.
That smells like my first girlfriend. What?
Cheese? I'm laughing on the inside.
I had a girl that
cheese, yeah. Well, pate.
It was one of those things that wasn't easy to get rid of.
Yeah, I don't want to throw up. I'm tucked in
all
here.
All right,
you, as much as you don't like it, you can't stop smelling your fingers.
Nah, dude, it was not good. So with Belgium, isn't there a lot of cheeses you're not really allowed to travel with or bring back?
I think so.
Because don't they have stuff that is illegal in America, some of the cheeses over
there? Yes,
sir. What's that about?
They don't
What's the non-pasteurization?
Yeah, they do not pasteurize it.
Pasteur. Yeah. But doesn't that make the...
makes the stink go up, which makes the flavor go up.
Yeah. You want a lot of stink with your cheese.
Stink.
That's the one
the
time...
More the stink.
That's the one time you want some stink.
Not the one time.
Was varying is a isn't there a Kelvin scale of stink?
Yeah, it's like the Scoville units.
Right, that's
the Smellville units.
Well, that cheese smells. What kind of cheese is it?
This one, I don't know the name of the style, but this is their.
Is it a Swiss?
It's called Bailey.
Is it a pepper jack?
Raw milk.
Are we eating some pepper jack?
Is it cheese food? Is it pasteurized processed cheese food?
Like American.
I don't know.
Anyway,
this Utica Club is bringing back. You know when you get a smell, and it just brings you back.
Yes, sir.
Where did it bring you back to?
Fraternity House. Absolutely. Just being a dumb, stupid kid.
Dumb hot kid.
I was pretty hot. Oh, sorry.
Cutting the cheese, guys. Pardon me. Oh.
I thought
got a little bit in my underpants.
Why are you using a butter knife? You got this special cheese from. The bread's falling. Can I hold this up? I clean my hands.
After your pate ride?
Oh, my God. That looks like a piece of cheesecake.
Please. We'll open that after.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know. It's all right. You can hand it back to Matt.
It's good you don't stuff. Like the smell?
I smelled it already.
Are you allowed to try the cheese, or you might be allergic to that, too, Robert?
I'm not allergic to cheese.
All right.
Go to town.
I don't like melted cheese. Carl explained.
You don't like melted cheese?
I can't. It didn't taste like. It tastes
there
like
you go.
Chalk to me.
Do you want an inside or an outside, or do you care?
Inside.
There you go.
Wow.
Here you go.
Thank you, bud.
You're welcome, bud. Well, how about that dead air?
Oh, that's smooth.
Cheers.
That is so good. Belgium cheese. That Matt, you know, put in his back pocket.
So, you know, my friend's son goes to this middle school at the Abbey de Bonne Espérance. There's an actual active abbey with the monks and everything.
Nice.
In the front of the abbey, beautiful place. In the front of the abbey, they've got a bar. So when he's like, I'll go pick up the kids, show up at the school, drink a beer. And that's the bar and restaurant where we had the horse and the steak tartare. Anyway, they make the cheese there. They make beer. They make chartreuse. And then they also educate a bunch of children. But Belgium's also the only country in the world, as far as I know, where they have some schools that instead of milk, at lunchtime, they serve a 0.005% beer.
For real?
Mm-hmm. They serve an NA beer because they feel like it's got more nutrients than...
And they want to get the kids started early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're drinking.
That's right.
Those European countries want to get the kids drinking.
That's a rough.
Well, because they build a tolerance and you have less alcoholics.
Is that what that's
science
about?
Science says no. There are less alcoholics. So I have read.
Is that really a thing?
It's as hard as you can believe it. Right. Doesn't make it true.
Nathan Bremmer, just three men sitting together, eating cheese like men do.
Okay, right.
I'll take another little.
Cheers with your pinky up.
I
you to Carl.
To Carl.
To Carl.
That is damn good. Oh my goodness.
You want s'mores?
I need a just another little taste of that for sure.
One for you.
Thank you, sir.
You going?
Of course.
Here's a log.
I would never refuse a man's cheese in his own home. Thank you.
What a living. Oh my God.
See, that stink goes a long way, huh?
The stink goes a long way. You're not wrong.
We've had some very good food 2 weeks in a row here.
What did we have last week?
Jen Ferris baked.
Oh, that's right.
We had a little.
Yeah, this is just like Jen Ferris's brownies.
I was just saying.
I mean, Matt brought cheese.
They were delicious.
They were delicious, but come on, man. Matt brought cheese from fucking Belgium.
That's the bar. To the Belgian king.
To the Belgian king. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to be happy to hear that.
What else did you do in Belgium?
Oh, shit.
Let me translate that. What else did you do in Belgium?
Besides eat and chase my daughter around.
Yeah.
We did a bit of traveling, hit a few different cities, and ate more. Had a bunch of beers.
What kind of beer?
Stopped off at a couple of breweries.
What's the beer of choice in Belgium?
For me, it's the lambics. I love the lambics because they're sour and they're really funky and weird. And they take a long time to make. The whole artisan thing behind it, which is what I appreciate. Because the ones I like take about 3 years to come to be released.
Just like Utica Club.
Just like 3 years to sell that.
Wait, 3 years before you can start drinking?
Yeah, because they blend. They make fermented ale.
Right.
And then they have to blend them until they're palatable because they're really rough at first. And as they blend them, they re-ferment. You know, it's a malolactic fermentation. Everybody knows that.
Of course. I know all about that.
So a Gers is a style of lambic that blends a 1, 2, and a 3-year-old together. And they bottle it, and that's when you get it. And it's pretty intricate. Got a lot of funky flavors.
Here's the question. So, you know, obviously if you're making beer, you want to make money. You want to have profits. So how did it came about that they decided that this beer is going to take 3 fucking years before they could see any money from it?
Well, those beers, because they're spontaneously fermented,
right.
So the brewery basically opens the windows and they don't pitch yeast. They were making beer before they knew what yeast was. So the wild airborne yeast would inoculate their base liquid, the wort, the barley juice. And so this is how most beers would have been made prior to.
Wait, slow down. The yeast just happened to go into
the air. Yeast in the air everywhere you go. But in that special, that particular area of Belgium is known as the lambic region. It's a higher concentration of this high quality yeast that actually creates such a product. But so when you taste it when it's young and fresh, it's really rough. And it's low ABV, alcohol. And they figured out that if they barrel aged them, and then they blend them, that those further fermentations create a much smoother flavor, still tart and sour. But they also, because of that sour body, they're able to add things like cherries, raspberries, which I don't personally go for. I like the straight stuff, mainline.
That's the stuff I've had over the years, though. Yeah. I think it was raspberry.
I have a couple bottles that I brought back of that really, really good stuff. We'll bring one on one day.
Nice.
These days, we'll try. But basically, yeah, it's just... it's a really, really intricate flavor that, well, luckily, there's still only like 6 or 7 left in the world that brew this
way. That actually do it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it takes too much time. People need to make the profits
away. That's right.
That cheese was
a dump in the brewery.
You took a dump in the brewery?
Yep.
Good for you, bro.
Yeah, man. Feeling pretty good about
you're,
myself.
You're like a big boy.
Especially
now.
When I got out of there.
You're one of these people that could just dump anywhere, right?
Well, when you're in Belgium, you're eating so much, it's like, yeah.
What's up with these people that can only dump at home? I don't get it. What's the big deal of sitting on a stupid toilet while you're out in the back? Are we allowed to talk about this? Okay. I gotta check in with Littlefoot every once in a while.
Just put your finger on his knee and see if he's feeling weird yet.
I don't want him to be uncomfortable, and I know he can't get out of his spot today, so.
You're stuck here, boy? Huh? How's that make feel?
No, the people that can only take a dump at home, I think that's weird, no?
I can poop anywhere. You want a Utica?
I want.
You want a sweet baby?
Let's go, sweet baby Jesus.
Why not?
Because that one will pair well with the wild boar pate.
Oh, I forgot.
Peanut butter and pate.
I forgot. We're still gonna try the wild boar pate.
I'll bring the beer up. Don't drink it yet. All right, we'll drink this beer first. Actually, let's do that first.
All right.
We'll pair this one with.
Hold on. I saw the label already. Unfortunately, I wish I saw it cold on the show. So. You've seen some weird beers over the years, right?
Sure have, son.
Like, name a few. I know. We did the sour dill beer once.
You did do that.
Which
and
was
that spicy?
I didn't like the spicy version, but it was by what's the name of that brewery again? Distill.
Distill, right?
Distill.
So. I think so.
So Distill makes a beer. It's pickle juice, basically.
That's right.
That they turn into a beer. It was really good, but then they have a spicy version that I didn't like at all.
As much. The other one tasted like pickle juice.
Yeah,
like you just dumped a Utica Club in a jar of pickle juice.
Yeah, like if you mixed Utica Club with literal pickle juice, it would be very similar. And I know that sounds fucking gross, but just sipping it was really good.
You expect gross, and it's
well. You brought it on the show, expecting everyone to hate it. I'm like, dude, this is actually really pretty good.
It's not bad. Oh yeah, this shit sucks.
You can't sit around on a Friday night and pound the dill pickle beers. But
somebody
it was good.
Does.
What else?
All right, so here's another one. Actually, ties in what we were talking about before.
All right,
with the Canteon. I actually bought one of my favorite brews from them, which is called Rosé de Gambrinus, and on the cover. Is Satan or all like a cloven hoof and whatnot fondling a naked chick?
Jesus,
yeah, it's like a little cartoon label that's kind of small on the label, but he's got her on his lap, she's facing away, and he's got his hands all over it. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Anyway, great beer, by the way.
All right,
so this is a little different.
You don't even know anything about this beer, right?
Before the first time I saw it, I just reached for it.
What does that label say? Blonde?
It means like blonde bastards or balls.
Blonde? No, this part. Blonde beer met.
Blonde beer with balls.
With balls. Is that the translation?
That's the translation.
Matt brought this home from Belgium. He has no idea if it's good or not. We're gonna try.
It'll be good.
We're gonna try it live here.
We're gonna pair it with some pate
at Gepfatz.
Take a look. It's
the
Gepfatz original.
Matt brought this home from Belgium just because of the label. Enjoy the label.
If you don't see those little
hairs, you got to move it in.
Those are balls, not boobs.
Yeah, see? Well, they could be.
It could be hairy boobs. You're right.
You know.
This day and age.
What the hell, dude?
Let's see how good it is.
All right, let's see. I have a feeling it's going to taste a little musky.
It's going to taste like your bike ride?
Like pate?
I don't know. All right, this is...
Let's see. Here we go. Beautiful color.
What kind of beer is it, by the way?
It's a blonde ale, Belgian blonde.
I think it's 7.5%. A Belgian blonde. All right. Get a little put some. We'll all try at the same time. I got to show the label again.
Yeah. You got to look at the label some more.
But, let's look at the label
It's nice and carbonated.
Ooh, that's fruity.
It's fruity? You said it's fruity? But, man, I used to have a beer can collection. This would have been a good, obviously, a beer bottle.
You start over. You're not too old. Damn it. Hey, that's all right.
A bit nutty.
It's a bit nutty.
It's got a nice aftertaste.
Oh, my. It's a little dry. It's a little... The top of the bottle should have been shaped like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, there you go. We got a match. JFK, nutty taste. Yes, it's a bit nutty. I guess that's the obvious joke. This isn't the first time Opie has had a Belgian blonde with Harry. Whoa! Wrong person!
That is pretty funny. That is pretty good.
It's not bad.
Almost champagne-y.
Yeah, definitely champagne. Well, it's fermented in the bottle. Look at that. See the yeast in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So a lot of these beers are re-fermented in the bottle for carbonation.
But, I mean,
so
are you yeast. A serious beer brewmaster? Sorry.
Brewmaster.
No. Are you a serious brewmaster if you decide to go with a label like this? Or are you going for the goof?
It's all about the taste of the product.
You're going so
if you're thinking
goat.
About balls when you taste your own beer.
So the question is, was it all Americans that bought this and brought it back?
It was, yeah. So this was in downtown Brussels, in the very touristy part of town.
Right.
And prominent. They got the tourists right away. That was me. I walked right in and grabbed that one. I paid. I didn't ask for anything else. I left the store. So
it's not bad.
Sometimes, you know, sex sells, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The male sex.
I mean, it's kind of subtle, the label, right? A little subtle. And what is that word?
That means balls.
That's how you say balls.
Like, bastard. So it's like a slang for balls, like your little.
What
bastard.
Language is that?
That's in Flemish.
You know how to speak Flemish?
Trying to bait you a little bit.
Did you just say something in Flemish? Or
a little bit.
Oh, I thought I was buzzed. Wait, what is Flemish?
Flemish. It's the.
It's a combination of French and.
Well, it's the
German
it's
and Dutch.
The Belgian version of Dutch.
Yeah.
It's got
Belgian
a lot of
version
French,
of Dutch.
But it's got French in it, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it changes city to city. Each city's got a little bit of a
kind of like American English.
Right.
You can go all over Belgium and speak Flemish. And,
okay.
And a town 20 miles from another town can have a very different way of pronouncing things.
JFK, Norton's wife beer, blonde with. Oh, hey! Wow, I can't read these cold anymore! Smells like bleach. And then Tommy Festa. Whatever you have to tell yourself, Tommy, to drink this. He says it looks like, you know, maybe it looks like Harry, well, whatever. I don't know if we can say that word, but there you go. There
you go. I'm going to crack this one off, and we'll give a little
Harry
taste.
Balls?
Can you handle it?
Doesn't he do afternoons on K104?
Oh, Harry Balls. Harry Balls in the morning. Let me smell that.
So what's in the pate?
Wild boar liver. It's nice.
It smells like liverwurst, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, my dog was sick for the last week. I'm serious, though.
Yeah.
My dog's been sick for the last week, and I've been scraping this basically off the sidewalks of New York City.
Because you're a conscientious dog owner.
I'm trying to be. These animals that just let the poo, like, just hang out on the sidewalk.
Animals that let the animals, yeah.
Smell that. That is like liverwurst. I used to love liverwurst. I still do. I don't eat it a lot. I couldn't tell you the last time I had it, but every once in a while, a liverwurst sandwich. That's is that a poor person's food? Because we had a lot of that growing up.
Yeah.
It is, right?
I brought some in for a staff meeting the other day. thank my staff.
It has to be poor person food because, like, we ate it a lot growing up, but we didn't have a lot of money.
You both want some?
You gotta try it, little foot.
I know, right? We're here to try new things.
That smells.
Here's a little bit.
That smells delightful.
Chris is.
Delightful.
Pate.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Oh, can I eat that? What is that thing?
What? Yeah, you can eat all of it.
What, piece of corn?
It looks like black mold.
All right, yeah, it's black mold.
Can you translate that?
Okay, I don't know what the second word is, but.
Second word is translate some pine nuts. You guys want to see me die on camera? I will give my life for the show.
All right, so there's cognac, there's salt, there's a little milk.
Nice.
And aromas.
Aromas?
Damn straight.
That's right. So they just mashed up some candles. Cheers, kids.
To the Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Where's wild boar?
Yes. Now,
one of my favorite Duran Duran songs.
You're getting cheese
eating wild boar?
Mm-hmm. Put a little cheese on top. No, just a half of that.
Here.
Yeah, just a little
crumble.
A little crumble.
A little queso crumble. Let's do that.
Dude, this is such. I don't even know. Honestly, sometimes we do these things. I don't even care. They're you know, entertaining. I'm having a good afternoon with my two buddies.
Well, thank God.
I didn't think I'd be drinking Utica Club today, and a weird beer from Belgium.
The only time in the world that anybody paired like wild boar pate with Utica Club.
No, and then like
and balls
and cheese from Belgium. Wow.
And now I gotta feel like I gotta next time I travel, I'm gonna have to bring back local.
Let's start this.
Yeah.
We got some droopy chocolate for later.
Sorry. Teddy Mac, we're going to see if Opie's really comfortable with public toilets after this pate. Vincent Scaramuzzo, you're going to go home with a strong rod after some wild boar and Belgian beer. Look out.
Is wild boar and Belgian beer, does it replace hymns? And
you say hymns? Hymns, right. I'm thinking like church hymns. That gets me horny too. You ever had a church boner? Man.
What else we got?
Sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, let's get some sweet baby Jesus.
We're going to get some sweet baby Jesus.
What happened
with my melted chocolate?
I left it in the car. It was hot as hell out there.
Looks like an ad for...
Yeah, what is it over there? Is it like summer, spring? Is it the same weather as us? Yeah, I don't know.
It's the northern hemisphere.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Generally, it's overcast and it's never raining, but you're getting wet. And it's just
it's very drab
all the time. But
it's one of those places?
Yeah, it is. But it was sunny at 75 for 2 days in a row, and everybody was out. And all the normal face but beautiful bodied Belgians were about their business. And
are they big boned over there?
Some.
Well, they got some big bones over there, right?
Big old boobers on them.
They got some boobers.
There's some boobers, especially in the north.
Wait, why in the north?
They're blondie, kind of Dutch origin.
Not enough sun.
Not enough sun, that's right.
It makes the boobers
bigger. Makes the boobers bigger. They're just in the house working on their boobers all day long.
It's in the unpasteurized cheese.
That's right. It must be that. That's it. Boober milk.
Tommy Fest has a, you know, this is, Matt, can we talk more about the host mom?
Yeah, sure. A little bit. She's from the south, so she wasn't.
Of Belgium.
He had relations with his host mom in Belgium.
That's got to be kind of like a dream come true.
Yeah, but then...
Wait, so what's the Belgian equivalent to Stacy?
Stacy's mom?
I think it's Jocelyn. Reference? Jocelyn the Balls?
Okay.
Jesus. Did you really go there?
Well.
But, all right, here's the question on that. So, you go there.
Well,
when did you know that this was going down? Was she
first night.
First
night? Here's the thing. So, I had three different host families.
Right.
Right. So I was there for a full year. So
what year, junior or senior year?
I just graduated, redid a senior year there. So I graduated here. Smart. And I went over there to do a senior year where there was no credit, so I didn't have to go to school.
Wait, why are you doing
this? This is high school?
High school.
So you were the Belgian Matthew McConaughey and Dazed and Confused?
All right.
Oh, nice. All right. So wait.
I stay the same age. I just keep getting older. Wait.
Your parents let you do this?
The Belgians.
Your parents let you just...
Banger?
No. No. Let you just go there for another...
Yeah, we didn't have enough money for college.
Oh, so this was sort of your college experience.
It was getting me set of credit.
And in Europe, they call that a gap year.
Well, right. And I had a Rotary Exchange Scholarship. So I qualified through Rotary. You know the Rotary organization? They got a little... Yeah. Every town's got a little Rotary group, and there's one banker and one lawyer and one, you know, one person from each industry and work environment. And they get together every Tuesday or once a month, and they always pitch in a little bit of money, and they fund organizations and stuff like this. So the first exchange was actually from New York State to Belgium back in like the 50s. So they started this whole exchange student program. And anyway, so... I qualified. So from my high school, there were three of us leaving New York, upstate New York, to go away. Two girls went to Venezuela, and I went to Belgium. And
you're the only one that came home?
And I came. I'm the only one that came home a man.
That is crazy. So you get to go there as an 18-year-old, go to sort of school, but you didn't really have to worry about anything.
$25 a month, and you just...
$25 a month?
Yeah, oh, for stamps. God.
Oh, for stamps.
25 years ago, too. So it's probably $30 now. I'd say do it.
So you get over there.
Yeah.
Start going to school.
Was it the first host family that had the action?
No, definitely not.
Oh, worked his way through two.
All right, walk us through the.
I had to learn.
Walk us through the host families, because I always thought
first host family was strict, very strict.
Well, that's where I was going
to
get at.
Right? And I wanted to come home. I was like, I'm not handling this well, because. The kid that I replaced, the exchangee, he was a studious motherfucker. And so they expected me to do like 4 hours of study every night.
Come home
from school, and then, well, our son would go to his room and do 4 hours of study. I'm like, I'll do 4 hours of something in my room. Anyway, so after a few months of that, and me kind of like thinking about dipping out early and going home because I missed my mommy.
Right.
And I had all this crap going on.
And they were strict and you couldn't go out really.
Yeah, like, yeah. No,
and you didn't know anybody. And,
yeah, right.
Did they have any other kids in the house? Boring.
No. It was they had a real fluffy fucking cat. Oh, I hate that. No, I don't like cats anymore.
What kind of cat?
Fluffy piece of shit.
Fluffy Belgian.
Fluffy, yeah, Belgo puss.
Which is not a bad thing.
My second family, there was a...
Wait, so how'd you get out of the first family?
This is it. So okay. The second family, is my host brother, he came over to meet me.
What is this? Was that some secret?
Ollie's arriving.
Oh, Ollie. I thought you were, like, saluting your host brother.
He's like, what are these?
He's German.
Like, what the hell's going on over there? Oh, he came over to meet me. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to meet you. I'll be your host brother in your next family. He goes, I've got my own...
What? All right, you got to... Sorry to... Keep stopping it, but I need to know.
I'm trying to run through it.
No, you don't have to run through it. So you're there for a year.
Yeah.
So you already know you're going to be with different families.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I thought there was such a problem with the first family that you moved on to the second.
Well, here's the best part. So the host brother comes over and he's like, you know, I'm your host brother. From the second family. I just wanted to meet you and let you know that in a month when you're ready, you know, or you move in with us, you know, we can hang out. He's got a VW Transport that he turned into a camper. Nice. He's got a camper van. And I was like, hold on a second. I run upstairs. I packed my bags. And nobody was home at the time. So I packed my bags. I went downstairs. I left a little note like, see ya.
You're allowed to just say see ya?
And I went to the second host family that day, right then and there. And I had a buddy to hang out with. And we were, you know.
How many days were you with the first family, though?
I was there probably 2 months.
Oh, you were?
I should have been there... like four.
And they were more than fine letting you go?
I didn't have a choice.
So did they call the other host family like he's your responsibility now? So
yeah, there was approval and shit going on. But like the second host family was already way cooler than the first. And yeah, we had a good time. You know, we ran all over Europe in his little camping car. And
you guys hit it off. Are you friends to this day?
I haven't talked to him since I left.
Why?
He doesn't do, I don't know, he was little weirdo, right? He doesn't do any internet, no Facebook.
You got along with him and the family.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the mom?
That wasn't it. No.
Third family.
It was the third family. The dad was a surgeon. And
third time
family.
Is the charm.
He let me drive his Lotus Elise around town. Fucking hot race car. And then his wife, well, you know, was his wife.
Well, so wait, while the dad's driving the race car around.
The dad's in surgery.
What kind of surgery did he do?
Oh, he's a surgeon, so he's probably in.
Wait, this is your first night in the third house?
So here's what happened. We went over for a dinner to introduce me to the family. So the second family and the third family all met at the third family's house, and we had this big, nice big dinner. And at one point, I said to the host mom, just because we were talking a lot, and I said, you know, when we're done eating, can you show me where the bathroom is? Which was
kind of
planned. But also, that is that's flag on the field, especially when you speak French. So she's like, sure, I'll show you. So we
wait. That was sort of a kiss.
Wait.
First, if you ask somebody to show you where the bathroom is
in Europe,
you want them to bang you.
In Europe,
or you want to bang them or whatever. Yeah.
Is that a thing in America?
I don't know, but I'm all for trying it.
Well, I mean, imagine that. If you're like, hey, where's the bathroom? Or will you show me where the bathroom is?
You said this as an 18-year-old to your third host mom?
Yeah, but he didn't know that's what it meant.
I didn't realize it.
Oh, you didn't realize what that meant.
Right.
You just needed to know where the bathroom was.
I needed to go pee.
And she thought.
And he was trying to be polite.
And she kissed me.
The first night.
In the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, all right. No. So then I went home and I packed my bags.
Hold on. I'm out.
This is something. And we're going to call this RTSD, Ron Traumatic Stress. I need to fact check.
No, there's no trauma. Zero trauma.
Wait, when she kissed you, was it like a European, like cheek, or was it
that's not kissing. That's bisou. That's different.
Okay. So this is a full on. And when you come back, I'm going to work my way south.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's how it started.
So
it was
the second family meets the third family. You're moving over to the third family for the last 3 or 4 months, I would have said. And then on the first, you're not even in their house
yet.
In the
house. Well,
she's kissing you in the bathroom before you're moving into their
house. That's right. I think they were swingers. I hope they were swingers, and it wasn't just me. Were there, the whole
so
thing.
What is so in America, swingers is pineapples. What is it in Belgium?
Well, you see, there was no other evidence of that.
Is it that?
Is it melted chocolate on the dash?
Is it a chocolate bar that looks like that has Peronis?
It's a wild boar paste.
Did you put this on your schmeckle?
Oh, yeah, before we got here today.
All right. There.
I dipped my balls in it.
Wait, so now you go. So that night you packed your bags. I'm ready for the third family.
Well, no, I was just riffing on the first to second family move. But I waited patiently because I knew what was going on.
Then you move into their house. And now you got to walk us through, like, the moment.
Which moment? There's many, many moments.
And, the first moment.
And so the first moment.
The first
slow
night.
Slow it down. Slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down. Should you get some sweet baby juice?
That's what she had to tell me.
Slow down. Oh, it's okay.
All right. Well,
cause you're 18. Okay. All right, Mrs. Robinson, you're speaking.
Oh, my God. Wait. You're the Belgian graduate.
Yeah, basically. Were you floating in a pool with your sunglasses?
No? Le plastics.
Yeah, all right.
We lost Matt. Oh, he's not saying anything.
He's reminiscing.
He's about to walk out of the shot. Like,
and reminiscing. Little River Band.
Right? I'm out of beer. You guys want some beer?
Yeah, but you're walking us through.
Right.
When you come back.
Sweet baby Jesus.
We're going to hear
you. You want babies?
Sure.
Yeah, let's end the live stream with a sweet baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Jesus.
And the rest of Matt's story. Banging his host mom in Belgium.
Here's my question for when Matt comes back. Does the story have more weight if this was his first experience?
Oh.
So he's 18.
Then I would bet
Matt lost it at 12, is that what
you mean? Yeah, I would bet a lot of money. If this
all right, but this could be his first European experience.
I lost it at 18. You
18.
No, Matt. I'm gonna say Matt. We'll ask when he gets back. 16.
Okay.
He has 16 written all over him. All over him.
In a non-creepy way.
Yes. Dude, that is everyone's fantasy though.
The hot host mom?
This teacher, whatever, yes. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. I have drank a lot of beers at Gerfots, and this is literally right up there. It might be too warm for the sweet baby Jesus.
It's cooling off now.
You might have put it on your in your taps a little too late.
Take your BJs off.
Oh, my God. Is this? Cheers. Sweet baby Jesus.
Vanish King.
Explain the sweet baby. That's like... It's a porter. Obviously.
It's a peanut butter porter.
Peanut butter porter, but it's not over the top.
And it's not too sweet like it looks.
No, it's like it's
the
right.
Peanut butter is big right in the nose.
It is right.
You can give this to your dog.
Yes. Oh, is that good? That is good. And you got it on tap here at Gerfots.
Yes, sir.
You don't have it often. We haven't had this in about 6 to 8 months.
This is on tap, even. Yeah, look
on
at that
tap.
Head.
Now we're going to pair it with some chocolate.
Well, of course.
You ever done beer and chocolate together?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, bro. Come on now.
I think there are very few things that I haven't paired with chocolate.
Look what John wrote, Littlefoot. He has 16 written all over him. New Opie merch t-shirt idea. We think you lost your virginity at 16.
16, I did.
All right. Nice job. OP for the win.
Are you just saying that?
No, I did. Why would I just say that?
We were guessing when you lost it. We were talking about you.
Well, you're not going to be like, yeah, it was 12.
The lead up.
Did you say 12? You fucking.
The lead up was. Well, originally I said, hey, maybe this was such a memorable experience, this host mom Belgian thing. Because maybe that's where you lost it first. And Opie said, nope. He was much younger. I went, oh, he goes, because we both lost it at 18. And
well,
we said,
really? I was brought up very strict. And if my host mom kissed me on the first day, this is the type of nerd I was back in the day. I would have ran home.
You would have called the cops?
I would have ran home and told my parents. I'm not even kidding. I'm
prepared for 3,000 miles away.
So then I
even said, though it was every guy's fantasy, if that happened to me, I probably would have like told somebody.
That's so sweet.
Stupid, right?
No, it's sweet.
All right, so but it was still a wonderful experience.
Chocolate.
Oh.
That's Cote d'Or.
This is the melted chocolate that was in the
this
your
was
back
the back
pocket?
Window. This was while your back pocket.
While you flew 6 hours?
Uh-huh. It's been to Iceland.
Oh damn!
That's good chocolate.
Oh.
That's good.
See, do you know anything? Belgium is known for beer, chocolate, predatory moms.
And the cheese, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you're moving to the third family. You already kissed the host mom.
Yep.
You must have been out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, it was wild. His dreams do come true.
They have other kids?
Yeah, they have 3 kids.
Oh my god. Wait, how old were the kids?
I think they were like 4, 6, and 9.
Oh, Jesus. All right. You're a monster.
So you're the oldest.
Wait, yes, what? You're a monster.
I was way older than them. I was like an adult.
So you're 18. You're in a house with 3 small kids and a mom that already kissed you. And now the person.
Dad who's busy making money for the family.
They show you to your room, right? And then what happens? The husband has surgeries?
To go in surgery. Oh, I mean, it wasn't that night that anything else happened. That was just a kiss.
That was your first night just settling in.
And that a good, hard kiss.
Wait, the first night in the house?
First night, that dinner night.
Yeah.
Before you even moved in.
Yeah. Okay.
Before I moved in.
Then how did it go down?
And then, all right, so I moved into the house and kind of got settled. And then I guess because they had this really awesome shower in their bedroom. And it had a rain roof and then jets on. I've never seen anything quite like it.
All right.
So she's like, if you want, you can take a shower in our shower.
I was like, slogan.
All right.
If you want.
If you want to.
Wait, who's in the house at this point?
Just me and her. It's like daytime. I stopped going to school.
Oh, parents with the 3 small kids.
Kids are at school.
And you stopped going to school.
Yeah.
It's the whole reason you're there.
Not really. I'm there for culture, man. Trying to get experiences. I did exactly what I was supposed to do that day.
You did.
You know what that was? I was take a shower.
I got a good question coming in from John. Did the host mom make him wear the same kind of short sleeve postal worker uniform shirt he is wearing today?
It'd be cute if she had a fantasy like that. She was just a big Cheers fan.
Oh, you guys entertain the hell out of me. Thanks, John Paul. All right, so she says take a shower.
Mm-hmm. When I told her to shower, she met me with the towel.
She met you with the towel?
As you're coming up.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then she did. Well, and the rest of the
story. She went down on me.
Like a goddess.
How long did you stay with this family after that?
It's like 4 months.
Oh, my. Weren't you fucking paranoid that the... Something.
I was carefree at that age, my friend.
He was 18. He didn't give a
shit. Yeah, that's a good point.
But she banged me, man.
Your carefree definitely goes away as you get older. Back then, you didn't worry about shit, right?
Nothing.
But you weren't worried about the husband finding out? Did you feel like he knew?
I think they know. I was a little... I put that out of my mind. It definitely creeped in there, but I think the whole town was fucking each other. So,
did they have a cup chair in their bedroom? Why does every hotel have a cup chair? All right, anyway.
Wait, is that what it's for?
I don't know.
I thought it was for your suitcase on.
I don't know why that chair is in every hotel room. It's a little weird, man.
Or no, more chocolate.
So you put your shoes away. So to put your shoes on.
More chocolate.
So did this become a regular thing after that?
It wasn't like every night, you know. It was maybe
and then sometimes it was the morning. Sometimes it was the afternoon.
One time it was in the car wash.
Car wash,
automated car wash. That was wild.
But were you trying to be cool? Like I, then it was like
cool. I was already cool.
But it was regular.
Yeah, I was.
I was 18, man. I was cool, dude.
What was it? Regular living after that?
Kinda. Yeah. I was buddies with the host father. We were buddies.
Did he take you aside one night and say,
"No, I'm
going to be in surgery for the next. Have a very important
surgery.
Don't
say my wife." Too hard.
I have a very important surgery. And what was her name?
Florence.
If we're going to Americanize this.
Flo. They call her Flo.
John's back. John goes, It's like two New York City detectives dragging the story out of him. Stop cutting your hipster chocolate and share some details. Well, Matt also knows how to do this because we got to be careful with some of the platforms for
my wife's watching.
Oh, is that what's
is that what's holding me back?
Yeah, but that's your past, right?
Yeah, it's my past. She has to love me for it.
We keep saying allegedly.
Oh, so, yeah. His wife's going to buy into the allegedly. It
came out once so far.
Right.
And that's at the end of the show. Just allegedly. Click.
Wow, that's crazy. Did you keep in touch or anything like that?
No.
I mean, I don't have to tell the guys out there. That's like literally every guy's fantasy growing up.
Yeah.
Well, damn, Matt. Gave us a nice little treat here with the chase and the.
Yeah, it was fun.
And the balls beer.
Thanks for all
I'll give the address for more unboxings.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll read it right off of this box. Gebhardt's Beer Culture.
Gebhardt's.
228 West 72nd Street, New York, New York, 10023.
There you go. Well, this was a lot of fun. I didn't even know we were doing this today. But I'm glad I did.
Today?
You had Utica Club on tap. You have Sweet Baby Jesus on tap. We had cheese from Belgium.
We had Balls Beer.
We had some Balls Beer. We had some Wild Boar Pate. We had, and the cheese was ridiculous.
Cheese is good.
Yeah.
Did you try the cheese, Ollie?
Cheese from the high school.
From the high school?
There's some high school from the, yeah, the monastery.
Oh, the monastery, right.
There's some high school cheese for you.
There was a monastery outside Geneseo, but they made raisin bread. They didn't make
raisin
cheese.
Bread?
Yeah. They were known for their raisin bread.
Didn't the monks invent beer?
All right, yeah. So what the monks were doing was brewing beer for their fasting time because it was the only thing with enough calories to get them through so they could drink beer only
right
when they're not eating. That's the origin of the Belgian monastic beers.
I didn't know.
Believe
that.
It or else.
Cheers. It's my friend Matt who owns Get Fox. It's got two locations. We're on the Upper West Side. Then the other place, 45th between 8th and 9th.
Hell's Kitchen, yo.
Hell's Kitchen, yo. We got Littlefoot. He's the only one that has a real job. I want to thank him for not running away today.
You did good.
You did good today, Robert.
Thank you.
You didn't have to run away.
RFK was mentioned twice, and he didn't go.
Look at the old episodes, and all of a sudden Robert will just fucking disappear. He'll just leave.
I like to keep the illusion, the mystery alive.
Yes. Cheers. Yeah, cheers to you guys, man. Thank you very, very much. All right, we're going to continue having beers and stuff. So. Boo, 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 boo.
Boo 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 boo. Boo 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 boo.